When I was 8 years old, I lived in a small town called Nipomo, California.
我八岁的时候，我就住在一个小镇上，这小镇叫 Nipomo， 就在我们南边一点点。
Obviously, some of you know where that is.
我看大家好像都熟悉这个地方。
For the rest of us, that's about a half hour south of where we're at.
大概从我们这里开车半个小时往南就到 Nipomo。
There's not much there.
没什么好玩的。
Still today, there's not much there.
今天还是那样，老样子。
But it was a great place to grow up.
但是我在那里长大，我觉得那个地方非常好。
I spent my time riding motorcycles, riding bicycles, skateboarding.
哦，小时候特别喜欢玩滑板，骑摩托车，骑自行车。
Playing in the dirt.
玩泥巴。
Sometimes lighting fires.
有的时候就是点火玩。
There wasn't a lot to do.
就没什么特别好玩的。
One day my dad came home from work.
有一天我爸爸下班。
And he said, Charlie.
他就跟我说，查理。
A coworker gave me a present, and I'm going to give it to you.
我的同事给了我一个礼物，我想把它送给你。
And it was a wrapped present.
那个礼物包的特别好。
So you have to imagine this is the early 1970s.
你要知道这个是上世纪七十年代的时候。
And it wasn't Christmas or my birthday.
既不是圣诞节，也不是我的生日。
Just to be clear, you never get presents as a kid unless it's Christmas or your birthday.
除了这两个节日或者生日的话，任何时候都对一个小孩来说不太可能收到礼物。
So I thought this is the best day of my life.
所以我那个时候想，今天简直是我生命中最棒的一天。
I'm getting a present. I was so excited.
我特别特别兴奋，因为我是得到一个礼物。
It was about this size.
跟我这本圣经的尺寸差不多。
And I unwrapped it as fast as I could.
我就以最快的速度把这个礼物拆开。
My father's coworker had given me a Bible.
我父亲的同事给了我一本圣经。
Did I mention I was an 8-year-old boy?
我有没有说我那当时只是个八岁的小男孩？
I didn't read anything outside of school.
我放学以后我什么书都不读。
Ever.
从来都不读书。
Now I love to read.
现在我很喜欢读书。
But I can remember looking at the Bible and not knowing what to do with it.
但我记得我那个时候打开这个礼物看着圣经，我不知道该拿它做点什么。
The home that I grew up in, it was a good home.
我长大的家庭环境还不错。
But we were not Christians.
但是我父母不是基督徒。
We never went to church.
我们也不去教会。
We never read the Bible.
我们也不读圣经。
And so I didn't really know anything about God.
所以我那个时候对于上帝一无所知。
At that point in my life, there was no one to teach me.
在我那么小的时候也没有人教我有关神的事情。
But somehow I knew that there was a God.
但不知道为什么我就知道我相信有一位神。
Which is interesting to me. How could I know that without being taught?
现在我想来也觉得很奇怪，从来没有人教过我，可是为什么我从那么小就知道有一位神呢？
It was kind of like an early gift from God in that he revealed himself to me.Even though I didn't know much about him.
所以我现在回头看就相信说那个是神最早给我的生命中一个启示，让我知道说虽然没有人教我，但我知道，心里知道有一位神。
Now maybe some of you have gotten a gift in your life.
我想大家曾经也收到过礼物。
And you not only were not sure what to do with it, but you didn't like it.
你不仅不知道这个礼物可以用来干嘛，而且甚至有的时候你甚至不喜欢你收到的礼物。
So you thought, I'll just re-gift it as a white elephant gift.
所以有的时候你就会想说，不然就等到过圣诞节的时候交换礼物的 party 上把它送出去，转送给别人。
And you give it to a friend and have a good laugh.
所以你就把这个礼物送给一个朋友，然后你就哈哈大笑。
I paid attention to your lyrics this morning up on the screens.
我刚才有注意看我们所唱的诗歌的歌词。
And I love the fact that in the music this morning was the gospel message.
我非常高兴看到我们所唱的诗歌的里面有福音的信息。
And that is that Christ loves us.
基督爱我们。
He died for our sins.
为我们的罪死了。
And if we ask him, he's our savior.
如果我们认自己的罪，那他就成为我们的救主。
And we used words this morning in the music about hope.
而且我们刚才唱到的诗歌里面有讲到盼望。
And I believe that God has a bright future and a hope for each of us.
我深信神对我们每一个人都有一个完美的计划，让我们有一个充满盼望的美好的未来。
And in some ways, my message this morning is for Christian believers.
我今天我早上的信息会讲到的是可能是给已经信主的基督徒。
People that have already given their life to Christ and were on a journey.
是给那些已经把他们的生命交给了主耶稣基督并且我们已经踏上了这个走天路的这个路程。
And maybe we're not quite there yet. We're not quite perfect. We haven't quite arrived.
并且呢我们在这个成圣的道路上 还没有到我们想要到的那个目标。
Most of us should wear shirts that say work in progress.
很多时候我们穿一件衬衫上面写着就是说神就是还没完工，神还在我们身上还有工作没有做完。
Still learning, still growing.
还在学习，还在成长。
So spiritual gifts is part of our journey.
所以属灵的恩赐就是我们这个走天路的其中的一部分。
Let's open our Bibles. We're going to be in 1 Corinthians chapter 12.
请打开你的圣经，在哥林多前书第十五章。Sorry, 第十二章。十二章。
First Corinthians chapter 12, we're going to start in verse 27.
哥林多前书十二章二十七节。
The Apostle Paul took time to write a letter to the church in Corinth.
这个是使徒保罗写给哥林多教会的一封书信。
It would be like if today there's a picture of a spiritual giant in your world and he took time to write a letter to the 5C church.
这个画面呢就像今天你很敬仰的一位属灵的伟人他花时间专门写给我们中岸华人教会一封信。
The church in Corinth was having some problems about spiritual gifts.
在哥林多的教会当时他们有一些关于属灵的恩赐的一些问题。
Their culture and their society at the time placed spiritual gifts in an order.
他们的当时的文化和当时受社会的影响，他们把属灵的恩赐排了一些先后顺序。
They were making a big deal out of some of the gifts, but not the other gifts.
他们高抬一些恩赐，然后觉得另外一些恩赐就不那么重要。
And worse, the people that had been given gifts from God.We're using it for their own personal advantage.
那最坏糟糕的一点就是有一些人他们用从神而来的属灵的恩赐为他们自己服务。
So I'll read to you first in English and then Rachel in Mandarin.
我们会先用英文读然后我会用中文读。
Now you are the body of Christ and each one of you is a part of it. And God has placed in the church, first of all, apostles,Second, prophets. Third, teachers. Then miracles. Then gifts of healing, of helping, of guidance, and of different kinds of tongues. Are all apostles? Are all prophets? Are all teachers? Do all work miracles? Do all have gifts of healing? Do all speak in tongues? Do all interpret? Now, eagerly desire the greater gifts.
哥林多前书十二章二十七节到三十一节，你们就是基督的身子，并且各自做肢体。神在教会所设立的，第一是使徒，第二是先知，第三是教师，其次是行异能的，再次是得恩赐医病的，帮助人的，治理事的，说方言的。岂都是使徒吗？岂都是先知吗？岂都是教师吗？岂都是行异能的吗？岂都是得恩赐医病的吗？岂都是说方言的吗？岂都是翻方言的吗？你们要切切的求那更大的恩赐。
Now maybe you're thinking, oh, I thought we were talking about fruit of the Spirit.
也许你刚才想说，哦，我以为我们要讲圣灵的果子。
There are fruits of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness.
圣灵的果子是有的，在哥罗西书那边有仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、良善。
These are gifts from God that we're talking about today, spiritual gifts, a little bit different.
所以我们今天讲的这个属灵的恩赐呢，也是从神来的，但是跟圣灵的果子是不太一样的。
What's the difference between the two?
果子和恩赐有什么区别呢？
I'm glad you asked.
我很高兴你问出来了。
And I had to do some research to really kind of communicate it in a good way.
我做了一些我学习了一些为了能够更好的来讲明白这两者的区别。
Here's a good definition I found.
我找到一个我觉得蛮好的定义。
Gifts of the Spirit are given to us.
属灵的恩赐是从神给我们的。
Fruit of the Spirit is developed in us.
圣灵的果子是借着我们的生命结出来的果实。
God gives gifts.
神给我们礼物。
But he grows fruit in our life.
但是呢，他也需要我们的生命当中能够成长，能够种出来，结出来果子。
Amen.
Amen.
He gives, but he also grows.
他不仅给我们白白的礼物，这是恩赐，而且呢，他也需要我们的生命里面能够长出来，结出来果实。天来翻下一阵。Oh, okay.
What we have up here is an example of gifts from God, spiritual gifts.
我们在这里看见，在你的 bulletin 里面有一个插页，如果是你需要看中文的话，可以看这个插页里面的翻过来有中文。Sorry, I just told them it's on the insert. 我们在这边看见的就是一个清单，是属灵的恩赐在左属灵的恩赐。
I put them into two categories on the screen.
我把它分成了两部分。
Because there's basically two types of people in the world.
基本上我们遇到的有在世界上有两类人。
There's people like Rachel.
有像 Rachel 这样的人。
And she's not afraid to get up here and talk in front of you.
她不害怕站在台上跟大家讲话。
She's very friendly and outgoing.
她也很 that I'm sure, but I'll take that. 非常和善，也非常外向。
So here's how I want you to think of this list that I put up.
所以现在我就希望你透过这个角度来看这个清单。
This is Rachel. This is Bianca. This is Anderson.
左边这个就是讲话的恩赐，就是 Rachel, Bianca, Anderson 这样的人。
Now, don't raise your hand, but point to the shyest person in the room for me.
你不用举手哈，但你指一个你觉得在我们这里面最内向的、最害羞的人。
Good job not pointing.
非常好，没有人去指别人哈。
So whoever those shy, quiet, calm people are, they are here.
所以那些不愿意站在人前、站在台上讲话的、害羞的、比较内向的，他们会在这边，就是服侍的恩赐。
I'll give you an example from this morning.
我举一个例子。
There's a really nice lady in here, and she was in charge of the chairs.
有一个今早我在这边遇到一个非常热心的姐妹，她在摆凳子。
And she was making sure all the chairs have the right space.
她非常认真，她就要确定说每一个凳子之间的距离都是一样的。
And I thought, oh, I'll help her with the chairs.
我就进来，我就想说，那我来帮她摆凳子吧。
And so I was putting the chairs together and hooking them tight.
我进来，我就看着这个椅子，我就把两个椅子完全怼到一起，并且把它们 lock 把它们锁在一起。
And she just smiled.
她就对我笑了一下。
And very nicely.
非常和蔼的跟我说。
Told me no.
说不是这样的，不是这样摆的。
We need space between our chairs.
我们需要每个椅子分开，中间有一定的距离。
There is something for everybody in the kingdom of God.
在神的国度里面，有每一个人都有一个位置。
Whether you're loud and funny and outspoken,
不论你是特别有幽默、特别爱讲话
，or quiet and calm,
或者是你特别安静、特别柔和
，God gives gift.To all of us,
神给我们每一个人都有一份礼物，就是恩赐。
Different gifts,
不一样的恩赐。
Whether we're an extrovert or an introvert,
不论你的性格是外向还是内向。
There's a place for everyone in the kingdom of God.
记住，神的国给每一个人，我们每一个人都有一个位置。
And God has gifts, plural, that He wants to give to us.
并且神给我们的礼物这个恩赐是复数，就是说不只有一个礼物，不只有一个恩赐。
Now in 1 Corinthians chapter 12,
在哥林多前书十二章
we're going to read verse 7. We're going to go back.
我们会回去读一下第七节。
Now to each one, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. To one, there is given through the Spirit a message of wisdom. To another, a message of knowledge by means of the same Spirit.We'll stop there. So I read 7 and 8.
第七节、第八节，圣灵显在个人身上，是叫人得益处。这人蒙圣灵赐他智慧的言语，那人也蒙这位圣灵赐给他知识的言语。
It very clearly says in verse 7 of God's word.
在第七节非常清楚地讲到神的话。
That the purpose of these gifts.
这些属灵的恩赐的目的。
Is to help each other.
是为了让我们能够彼此帮助。
What's the name of the lady that does the chairs?
Oh, 凤玲，凤玲是摆
yes,
摆凳子。
I was trying to help her this morning.
我本来是想帮助她摆凳子。
But that's what gifts are for.
这个就是恩赐，我们就是要这样运用。
My gift is not for me.
我的恩赐并不是为了让我得好处。
Your gifts are not for you.
你的恩赐也不是为了让你造就你自己。
Scripture is very clear.
神的话非常清楚地讲
My gifts are for you and your gifts are for me.
我们的恩赐的目的是为了让我们能够彼此帮助
And we are supposed to, I'm sorry for cutting you off. We are supposed to come together and share our gifts.
目的就是要让我们在一起来到一起来互相彼此帮助
And here's the interesting exclusive part.
在这里有一个非常有趣的在别的地方都没有见到的一个真理
Our gifts are for believers.
我们的恩神给我们的恩赐是给别的基督徒的。
When I first read that and discovered that, I thought, well, that doesn't seem very friendly.
我就在想，如果我们的恩赐只是去帮助别的基督徒，那这个好像不是特别友善。
And it's not that we're not friendly and kind and love those that aren't in the kingdom of God.
这个也不是意味着说，那我们对还没有进入神的国的人，不是基督徒的人就不和善、不友好。
But the Apostle Paul is very clear when he's writing this letter to the church.
但使徒保罗在这边他是给教会写着一封信，说得非常清楚。
When God gives us a gift, we're to give it to other believers first.
当神给我们一个礼物，给我们一个恩赐，我们需要把这个用在帮助信徒身上。
So the majority of our time, talent, and treasure is for the Christian brothers and sisters.
所以我们大部分的时间、精力、才干都要花在服侍弟兄姐妹的身上。
Let me share with you the definition of what a spiritual gift is, because I want to tell you this for a reason.
让我来花一点时间来讲说这个属灵的恩赐它到底是什么。
Sometimes when we see lists of the spiritual gifts, as in your bulletin this morning,
有的时候当我们看到一张属灵的恩赐的清单的时候
we think, oh, that's it. Those are the gifts, and I don't have any of those.
我们读一遍就会说，哦，好吧，在我身上这些恩赐一个也没有。
And when the Apostle Paul wrote this letter to the church,
当使徒保罗给哥林多教会写这封信的时候
and when the Apostle Paul wrote Romans chapter 12,
当保罗写罗马书十二章
and when the apostle Paul wrote Ephesians chapter 4,
再后来写以弗所书第四章
and all of those were about gifts,
他都有提到属灵的恩赐
he wasn't trying to be precise and say these are the only gifts in God's kingdom.
他不是说我现在要列一个清单说就这些是神的国里面的所有的属灵的恩赐
He was giving these as examples. It's not meant to be an exhaustive list.
所以他在这边只是在举例，在不断的举例说这些都是属灵的恩赐，但他没有列一个完整的清单。
I'll use somebody else in here as an example because I like to do that to people.
我又想拿我们在座的弟兄姐妹来举一个例子。
Chris, were you playing the guitar this morning?
Chris 在弹吉他刚才。
I can't play the guitar.
我不会弹吉他。
In a lot of cases, musical talent is a gift from God.
很多的时候音乐的天分都是从神来的恩赐。
Sometimes it's just hard work and lots of practice.
有的时候你必须要付出很多的时间去练习。
But if you're like my wife, you can play the piano and you've never had a lesson.
但也有可能像我太太一样，她可以弹钢琴，从来不需要上钢琴课，她就可以弹。
That can only be a gift from God.
这只有一种可能，就是这个恩赐是从神来的。
Here's a definition of a spiritual gift.
这个定义，属灵的恩赐的定义是这样。
Does it bring glory to God?
它有没有带荣耀神？
Does it help others?
它有没有帮助别人？
So if you have a talent or a skill or a gift,
如果你有一项才干技能
but it doesn't help anybody else,
但是你这个才干技能没有帮助到任何人
then it's not really a gift from God.
所以这个才干大概不是从神来的恩赐。
Or it is, but you're not using it like a gift from God.
或者说神给了你这个恩赐但你没有用对
because you're keeping it to yourself.
因为你用来帮自己对自己有利。
My gifts are to help you.
我的恩赐就是来帮助你。
Because otherwise, a Nipomo boy would not be here preaching.
不然的话，一个在尼泊莫长大的男孩不可能今天站在这里讲道。
Your gifts are to help me.
大家的恩赐也是用来帮助我。
And maybe you're sitting there thinking, well, who gets these gifts?
也许你现在坐在这儿在想说谁有这些恩赐呢 下一页
Maybe if I pointed at him.
<laughs> 再下一页
Yep, it don't work. Everyone.
每一个人都有恩赐。
Can I borrow your Bible? I notice Rachel has a Bible.
我注意到Rachel 有一本圣经。
Maybe she's a Christian.
也许她是个基督徒。
So is this a particular translation of God's Word?
这个和合本的翻译是不是一个大家都用的中文的翻译？
What type of translation is it? Do we know?
和合本大家都知道是吗？
NIV. Oh, look, it's up on the screen. How did I know that? So in the New International Version translation of the Bible, which includes yours,
在 NIV 的这个翻译的版本里面
the word that God uses to communicate to us,
神用来与我们沟通的这个语言
as to what Christians get spiritual gifts,
对于这个问题说谁能得到属灵的恩赐
is everyone.
神的答案是每一个人。
Every single one of us gets gifts, plural, that means multiple, from God.
我每一个人都得到属灵的恩赐，并且这个是复数，说明不只有一个恩赐。
Did I mention I'm from Nipomo?
我有没有告诉你我是从 Nipomo 长大的？
I am the most ordinary person that there could be in the whole universe.
我觉得我是这个地球上最普通，再普通不过的一个普通人。
And when we read scripture,
当我们读神的话
God specializes in ordinary people.
神就开始使用普通人做不平凡的事情。
Sometimes he goes after the movies, the actors, and the wealthy, and the kings.
有的时候神使用电影演员或者是做君王的。
But most of the time,
大部分的时候
It's people from Nipomo.
是从 Nipomo 来的普通人。
Or from China.
或者从中国来的。
Or from Templeton.
或者从 Templeton 来的。
Whatever the most ordinary place is.
都是非常平凡普通的人。
When I read the scriptures, especially Old and New Testament,
当我读圣经，尤其一起读旧约和新约的时候
it's regular old fishermen and shepherds.
都是一些捕鱼的人或者是牧羊人写的。
And that's how God specializes in taking the ordinary and making it extraordinary.
这就是神工作的方式，他使用普通人做不平凡的事情。
Here's what I love the most about gifts from God.
这个我对神所赐给我们的属灵的恩赐，我最喜欢的部分。
I want you to read it for yourself, so let's turn to Ephesians chapter 5.
哎，我想带跟大家一起来读以弗所书第五章。
The book of Ephesians was written to the church in Ephesus.
这是保罗写给以弗所教会的一封书信。
That city still exists to this day.
今天以弗所这个城市依然存在。
My wife and I got to walk through it.
我跟我太太去过以弗所。
Just a couple months ago.
几个月之前去的。
There's nobody there.
一个人都没有。
It's completely abandoned.
完全一片废墟。
And the ocean is moved miles away from it.
这个大海呢，距离以弗所的距离，就越来越远。
So it's no longer the city that it once was in the days of Jesus.
所以今天的以弗所跟耶稣时代的以弗所已经完全不一样。
Paul took the time to write a letter to this church in Ephesus.
保罗就花时间专门给以弗所教会写这样一封书信。
Chapter 5, verse 18. Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit.
第五章第十八节说，不要醉酒，酒能使人放荡，乃要被圣灵充满。
This is not a message about not drinking.
这个点，重点不是说告诉你不要喝酒。
This is a message about the second half of that verse, be filled with God's Spirit.
而是在后面一部分说要被圣灵充满。
And a part of that is being filled with His gifts.
其中一部分意味着说要让我们自己被神的给我们的属灵的恩赐所充满。
The words that the Apostle Paul uses about God's Spirit in this verse,
保罗在这边用的神的灵、圣灵的这个词，
It's as if you're filling up a vessel with fluid.
这个动词的意思就是说，就像你要往一个容器里面装水。
And the Apostle Paul says it never goes dry. It never runs down. It's constantly being filled up by God. Every time you take a drink, he puts more in it.
他所使用的这个动词描绘出来的一个画面就是说。这个杯子里面它永远不空，它水位永远不下降，它一直在往里面浇灌。每一次你喝一口水的时候，它总是有的，它总不干涸。
And that's what our walk with the Lord is to be like.
这就描绘出了我们与神同行的一幅画面。
Every morning that we wake up and we're still on planet Earth.
每一天早上醒来的时候，你这个地球还在转。
Is an opportunity to be refilled by God.
这就是你的一个新的机会，让我们被圣灵所充满。
Do you have a hard time sitting still and listening to God?
你会不会觉得坐在那边一动不动，专心的听神对我要说的话很难？
I struggle with that.
我自己就做不到。
This morning I sat on my back porch.
今天早上我坐在我的后院里面。
For a full 10 minutes.
坐了整整十分钟。
And I made sure I didn't have my phone and nothing to read and nothing to do.
我确保说我没有带我的手机，没有带一本书，就没有什么可以让我分心的。
I said, God, I'm preaching this morning.
我就跟神说，主啊，今天早上我要讲道。
And I need you to fill me.
我需要你用你的灵来充满我。
Now, if you're an active, busy person like I am,
如果你像我一样特别好动，特别忙。
Sitting and being quiet is almost painful.
坐在那儿一动不动，什么都不做，是非常痛苦的。
But what better way to be filled by God?
但其实没有一个更好的方式，让我们能够被主的灵所充满。
What better way to ask God, what are my gifts?
来问神说，你给我的恩赐是什么呢？
So the first step in discovering what our gifts are,
第一步要发现我们的属灵恩赐是什么
？Is to discover what our gifts are.
去发现。
Now that doesn't quite translate exactly right in your bulletin.
可能在翻译的里面，这个"发现"这个词并没有很准确的翻译过来。
Has anybody here ever gone on a hike or a walk?
你们有没有去 hiking？ 去徒步、去爬山、去走，或者去喜欢去走路
？And that's the imagery I think we need for God.
这个就是描绘出一幅去发现的画面。
Is we're entering into a relationship with him and we're expecting things.
我们进入到 这个属灵的恩赐的这个界限的里面去发掘去发现。
Have you ever had one of your children ask you a question about your childhood or your life?
你的孩子或者孙子有没有问过你小时候的事情？
And you thought, oh, well, let me tell you.
你就想跟他说，来，我给你讲一个关于我小时候的故事。
And I think it's the same way with our Heavenly Father.
我想我们的天父对我们也是这样。
When we quiet ourselves and we say to him, God, I want to discover what gifts you have for me.
当我们安安静静地坐在那边跟、我们的天父说主啊我想知道说你给了我什么样的恩赐
I think he has the same attitude
我想他的态度就跟我们做父母的一样
And he's excited to explain to us what he has、
他非常兴奋的非常热情的会跟你讲、他造你关于你的事情
There's a、translation of the Bible called the Message Bible
有一个英文的翻译圣经的版本叫 The Message.
This is not it.
我读的并不是那个版本。
But in the Message Bible, it's a paraphrase.
在、这个翻译的版本里呢它是、用不同的方法来、翻译圣经。
And the purpose of a paraphrase Bible is not to get the words exactly right, but to communicate what they mean.
不是说要一字一句的精确的翻译圣经，而是要去把这个神要表达的意思来传达出来。
So in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 7, you won't be reading it, in the message, which none of us have this morning, it says this.
在哥林多前书、which chapter?
Chapter 1.
一章里面。
Verse 7.
七节里面、The Message 的这个、翻译版本它是这样讲的
All God's gifts are right in front of you
所有从神而来的属灵的恩赐都在我们面前展开
As you wait expectantly for our Master Jesus
在你在那等在那边然后期待我们的主耶稣出现的时候
To arrive on the scene for the finale
主耶稣的这个出现呢，就是好像你追一个剧，追到剧中的时候那种出现，那种降临。
The finale is him coming back with the holy angels.
这个剧的剧中是什么？就是主耶稣再来的那一刻。
How sad would it be if our gifts were still wrapped up and we never used them?
如果当这个剧都全剧终了，主耶稣都再来了，放在我们面前的那个礼物还是包得好好的，你甚至都没有打开，多令人难过呀。
Step number two. First step is discover your gifts. Second is cultivate your gifts.
第二步就是来培养神给我们的这个礼物，就是恩赐。
Anybody here have a garden or fruit trees?
在座的有没有自己有个花园，里面有果树的
？Okay, I'll talk to three of you.
我就跟这三个有果树的人来讲。
We planted 15 fruit trees many years ago.
我自己在十五年前种了好多果树。
They never produced anything.
从来不结果。
They were terrible trees.
非常非常糟糕的果树。
So one day in my sermon at church,
有一天我在教会讲到
I talked about how awful these trees were.
我就讲到我这些果树多糟糕。
They don't grow, they don't produce, they don't do anything.
也不长，然后也不结果。
And after church, a lady came up to me.
那天讲到完了以后，有一个姐妹就来跟我讲话。
And she said, Pastor Charles, I'm a master gardener.
她就跟我说，查理牧师，我非常擅长这个园艺。
She's a sweet lady.
非常好的一位姐妹。
And she spoke to me like this, as she was speaking. And she said,
她就这样慢慢的一字一句的跟我讲。
No, you have to do it. No, I'm just kidding.
她就这样一
句。She was so sweet. She says, Pastor Charles, have you been watering and feeding and cultivating your fruit trees?
他就这样跟我讲，他说：“查理牧师，你有没有好好的给他浇水，好好的修剪，好好的给他施肥
？”I said they need to eat.
我就问他说：“这个你还需要喂他吗
？”Apparently they need water and food.
非常明显，说果树也需要水和食物。
And I thought they got plenty of air because they're trees.
我就想说，这个有空气，它不就够了吗？对于树来说。
But they get the air from the roots.
但事实是，他们不是从这个我们吸的空气里面得到空气，而是从他们的根里面得到空气。
So this year,
所以今年
，I rented a rototiller.
I don't know what that is.
It's a machine that churns the ground up.
我就租了一个机器去打土的那种机器。
Come over and I'll let you run it. So we gave the trees water, we gave them food, and we gave them air, and they have fruit like crazy on them this year, and they've grown so big.
所以今年我就把土打松，让它有食物、有水、有空气，今年的果实就大丰收。
And it's because we cultivated those trees.
因为我们用心去培养这个果树。
And it's the same with gifts that God gives us.
对于神给我们的恩赐也是这样的。
We have to cultivate them. We have to feed them. We have to learn about them. We have to grow in them.
你必须要去培养、去学习、去喂养、去成长、使这些能够结果子。
So we have to discover our gifts, cultivate our gifts. We have to use our gifts.
所以对于属灵的恩赐，我们必须要发现它、培养它，并且使用它。
If we don't eat the fruit off of our fruit trees, what good is the fruit?
如果我们种了一堆果树，然后它们结的果子我们都不用也不吃，那有什么意义呢？
The birds will really enjoy it.
那飞鸟就过来把这些果子都吃了。
We talked about earlier, my gifts are for you, your gifts are for me. That's using our gifts. We have to do an exchange, right?
就像我之前讲的，我的恩赐是用来服务你们，你们的恩赐是用来帮助我，所以我们必须要来到一起来互相交换，彼此服侍。
Acts chapter 1 verse 8 says we're to be witnesses of Christ.
使徒行传一章八节说我们是基督的见证人。
One of my best friends and greatest mentors in my life would say things to me like, God has been so good to me and my family.
我有一位对我非常影响至深远的一个导师，他会跟我讲，他说在我的这一生里面神对我太好了。
He has blessed me beyond imagination.
他祝福我到一个地步，我从来没有想象过我可以过这样的生活。
And I remember looking at him thinking, but you don't have any money.
但我看着他，我就在想说，你都没有钱。
Because in my young, immature brain, I thought that's what blessings were.
因为我那个年纪很年轻的时候，我就说到祝福，我就想到钱。
And in our culture, that's our emphasis in America.
在美国的这个文化里面也是这样教我的。
Is our house, our car, our jewelry.
就是你住什么样的房子，开什么车，带什么样的珠宝。
Our bank account.
你银行里有多少存款。
But God's gifts are very different, aren't they?
但神给我们的礼物，恩赐是跟这些东西非常不一样。
Now maybe you know exactly what gifts you have. Maybe you even have a little list.
也许你非常清楚地知道自己属灵的恩赐，甚至你有一个清单说这些是我的属灵恩赐。
I promise I won't call on you, but has anybody taken their... Can I borrow your little...
Yeah.
Has anybody taken their bulletin and... Thank you. and you started circling some of the things that you know God's given you.
有没有人看到这个插页以后就看到这个清单就开始拿一支笔开始圈说我有这些这些恩赐。
But maybe you haven't done that, and that's okay.
或许你们没有这样开始圈自己的恩赐，也没关系。
Maybe you look at these lists and you think, I'm none of these.
或许你看了一遍以后，你就得出一个结论说，这里面的恩赐我一个也没有。
But remember, those gifts, those lists that Paul gave us are not exhaustive. It's not everything.
但记得吗？保罗写的这些恩赐不是说这就是所有的恩赐，他只是在举一些恩赐的例子。
God's gifts are as wide and as different as there are human beings on the planet.
神给我们的恩赐是多样的，是有很多种的，每一个人都有的。
Now I know in your list of gifts is one called serving.
在这个恩赐的清单上面有一个是服侍。
Now somebody got here early and got this building ready for service.
今天早上有人提早过来把。一切都准备好，因此我们可以在这里聚会。
And somebody like Rachel is translating for me this morning.
Rachel 今天早上为我翻译。
And Bianca led worship.
Bianca 在带领敬拜。
And Chris pretended to play his guitar.
Chris 在上面假装弹吉他。
And Anna's back there doing tech things.
Anna 在后面做这个音响。
Somebody turned on the lights and made sure this was organized.
有人把这些灯都打开。
Those are all examples of serving.
这些都是服侍的例子。
Didn't take any money.
不需要任何钱。
Doesn't take any special training.
也不需要任何专业的技术。
No special education.
不需要特殊的教育。
The apostles that were fishermen, did they have special training and education and money?
做保罗做使徒的那些人，他们都是渔夫，他们也没有任何受过高等教育。
They had a big fat zero.
什么都没有，一无所有。
They would even say to Jesus, "Well, who are we?"
他们甚至质疑耶稣选他们做门徒，说
"Sorry, I spilled water on the platform. So whoever has a special gift of cleaning up."
我不小心洒了水啊，所以有特殊恩赐的人，可能你需要过来清扫。
Now, maybe you didn't circle anything in your bulletin, and you don't know what your gifts are.
也许你看了这个属灵的恩赐以后，你就觉得说你也不知道自己有什么样的恩赐。
Earlier, we talked about being quiet and being still.
之前我们讲到内向的人就一般很安静，不爱讲话。
And asking the Lord to help us understand our gifts.
我们也讲到说，我们就安静自己的心，来到神面前，问神我们的恩赐是什么。
That is probably the best way to understand what gifts you've been given.
我想这个就是最好的方式，你就去问神，他给你的恩赐是什么。
Probably the next best way.
第二好的方式
is ask your spouse.
去问你的配偶。
Because they'll definitely tell you what you're not good at.
他们绝对会告诉你你不擅长什么。
And they'll tell you what you're good at also.
And 也会告诉你说你做什么事能做得很好。
Now, isn't it interesting if you've ever gone through a hard time?
很有意思的一点是，当我们遇到困难的时候。
And maybe you're going through a hard time right now.
也可能大家现在在座的就正在遭遇一些很艰难的事情。
Maybe you're suffering.
可能你正在受苦。
Sometimes that's really when we get in tune and close with God.
很多时候我们在受苦的里面就能够真正的跟神的心意来对齐。
Your ability to bear up to the suffering that you're going through.
神，你的能够承受，能够背起来这些，背负这些痛苦的能力。
Can be a gift from God.
也是，你的这个能力也是从神来的恩赐。
I do not like suffering.
我非常不喜欢受苦。
I'd rather be comfortable.
我非常想要过一个舒适的生活。
But when I look back on my life, those times of suffering is when I really got clarity.
但我回头看我的人生的时候，往往是在我遇到困难受苦的时候，我就非常清晰的能够知道神的心意。
That's when you can really feel God's love.
你就非常清晰的感受到神的爱。
His mercy and His grace.
还有神的怜悯和恩典。
In 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 14, Paul writes a letter, again, to Timothy, his young friend.
在提摩太前书，也是保罗写的一封信，给提摩太一个年轻人。
It says, do not neglect the spiritual gift you have.
想说不要小看你神给你的属灵的恩赐。
In that message version of the Bible that none of us have this morning,
在 the message, 这个英文的这个翻译的圣经的版本里面是这样讲的。
It translates that verse by saying, keep that thing dusted off.
讲的是说你把那个东西，你把那个灰就像弹灰把你从你身上弹掉。
Oh, good job on that.
Yeah.
keep active in your gifts. Whatever those gifts you've been given, keep doing them.
就像你不断的弹自己的身上的灰一样，就是你有什么样的属灵的恩赐要一直这样用它们。
Now, maybe you're like me and you see other people's gifts and you wish you had them.
你可能跟我一样，我有过这样的经历，我看到别人特别有恩赐，我就非常希望我自己也有他们那样的恩赐。
That's human nature.
人性就是这样的。
I can't tell you how many times I drive through my neighborhood and I look at my neighbor's yards.
我很经常开车经过我们家小区的时候，看见我的邻居的这些花园草坪。
And I see something that they have, and I want it.
我就看到他们家草坪上的东西，我就在想说，哎呀，我好想也有一个那个。
And I think, what's wrong with me?
我就在想说，我是不是有毛病
？I have plenty.
我已经有很多了。
I don't need that.
我不需要再多一
个。I have fruit trees with fruit.
我有很多的果树。
What more could a person want?
你还想要什么呢
？But we always want more, don't we? Or is it just me?
总想要更多，还是只有我这，我是这样的？
I'd like to show you a couple of resources.
我想跟大家分享几个资源。
If you're wondering what your gifts are, this book right here, I don't know if it comes in a non-English version. It's excellent. Has anybody here ever taken this? It's called Strength Finders.
第一本书是叫发现你的优势。我不知道，我不确定有没有别的语言的翻译的版本，但这是一本非常好的书。
It costs money to take this.
你要上这课的话，得花钱的。
But after you go through this book and take the test,
但是你看完这本书，然后做它后面那个测试以后
，you know exactly what you're equipped to do.
但你会非常清晰的看到，你所有的优势，你的才干是什么。
There was a time back in the 1990s,
在90年代的时候
when business leaders would tell you to work on your weaknesses.
商业的领袖他会跟你讲，跟他们员工讲说，你需要在你的弱项方面得加强这个训练。
I want you to work on your strengths, the gifts that God has given you, and do them.
但我今天给大家的建议是在你的优势，在神给你的才干，给你的恩赐上面多多的去发现，去使用。
Forget about what you don't have.
不要盯着你没有的那些才干看。
Forget about the spiritual gift that your sister has.
不要天天去想说我想有那个姐妹身上她有的恩赐。
And you're a little bit jealous of.
然后你就非常嫉妒她。
Focus on your gifts and strengths.
发现你的优势，你的才干，然后去使用你的恩赐。
And let's do those together, amen.
让我们一起来使用我们的恩赐。
I would like to close with prayer.
我想在结束的时候和大家一起祷告。
Lord Jesus, we thank you for this day.
亲爱的主耶稣，我们为今天向你感谢赞美。
Holy Spirit, as if you need an invitation.
圣灵啊，我们邀请你来。
We invite you to be a part of our service.
我们邀请你来到我们的聚会，来到我们的每一天。
A part of our life.
来到我们的生命当中。
Help us as we learn about these gifts.
在我们学习恩赐的时候，来帮助我们。
And thank you, Heavenly Father.
天父，我们感谢你。
That you are the ultimate gift giver.
你是赐重恩赐给我们的那一位。
You gave us the best gift you could give.
你将最好的礼物给了我们。
And that was your son, Jesus Christ.
就是你的独生爱子耶稣基督。
I can't imagine giving one of my kids away.
我实在没有办法想象这样的爱，就像把我自己的孩子给出去一样。
But that's what you did for us, Father.
天父，但是你为我们将你的爱子舍了。
That's how much you love us.
这就显明了你对我们的爱。
That's how much you care about us.
显明了你对我们的关注。
Not because of who we are.
不是因着我们是谁。
But because of who you are.
而是因着你是一位慈爱的神。
Thank you, God Almighty.
谢谢全能的主。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.